.html is brought to you by the Cage Club Network. For all things movies, music, media, comics, and more, check out the Cage Club Network at cageclub.me. That's cageclub.me. Everybody, I'm Nico.
And I'm Kevo.
And welcome to MCU.html.
Now, what is HTML, you might be asking yourself?
I think it's hypertext media. I don't know.
What did I say?
I know, you said not to do it last take, too.
Try Lycos. I don't know, Lycos just always works. But what is HTML for us? Well, it's husbands talking, more or less, which is basically what Nico and I do all day, every day, is talking our love of media, fiction, and all that good stuff.
We'll be starting our journey with a 21-week look at the Marvel Cinematic Universe. The Marvel Cinematic Universe began as a single film launched near another single film, and ultimately turned into the largest cinematic undertaking ever, leading up to Avengers 4, The Hypening.
Yeah, the thing about the Marvel Cinematic Universe is that by sheer number of films, it's almost been a full season's worth on television, and by runtime, it's really been more like three. So there's a ton of content for us to be discussing.
We'll definitely be taking a look for consistencies and inconsistencies throughout these films.
Oh yeah, we're going to be talking a lot of stuff, like the content behind the scenes, how the comics interact with the films, so it's really important for us to note right here and now that this is not going to be a spoiler-free podcast.
Since we'll have seen all of these films before, we're going to be finishing each episode with a brief discussion of what we expect to see and remember from the next film in our lineup. And since there is no episode that comes before Iron Man, I think there's no better place to start discussing Iron Man than here.
Yeah, pretty much.
I know the first thing I'm going to be looking out for is character. This film was built on solid performances by actors who brought to life characters that nobody was familiar with. They weren't working with a Superman or a Wolverine that they just had to translate to screen. They were working with blank slates, generally white canvases. And yes, this film is overwhelmingly white from my memory.
Yes. But yeah, that's a really excellent point. One of the things that made me so hesitant to give Iron Man a shot in the first place was that I was in no way familiar with that character. And I think that Robert Downey Jr. really gave the character such life. He's just so perfect, and he's been doing it for a decade now. So it's going to be really amazing to watch how the character aged over the last decade, over 21 weeks.
I completely agree. I'm also going to be looking out for the evolution of the Marvel villain. Early on, Marvel villains were frequently criticized for being too thin and just generally screaming like crazy bad guys. Over time, they became more criticized for working too hard to avoid just being screaming crazy bad guys. So I'm going to definitely be watching Stane with a disappointed eye.
Yeah, I definitely don't have very fond memories of Jeff Bridges' performance in this film. And one of the things that the Marvel Cinematic Universe has become known for is its incredibly strong villain characters. Whether they're trying to make us sympathize with them or they really are unforgivably evil, we at least have really nuanced or at least entertaining performances, and I don't remember Jeff Bridges meeting the same bar as Robert Downey Jr. or Gwyneth Paltrow or even Jon Favreau, to be honest.
I agree. And whether or not that's because Jon Favreau is just a dreamboat and a fun director, I don't know. I'm also going to be keeping my eyes out for Fury and Coulson. I'm going to be trying to note how that whole S.H.I.E.L.D. initiative sort of picture comes together. I remember that it really wasn't focused early on so that they could do whatever they wanted with it should they have the opportunity.
Well, the thing that I think most people do remember, but some aren't even aware of, is that Coulson was never meant to be a guy who led a show on ABC for over 100 episodes. He was kind of a throwaway character that people just thought was really cute and funny and fun from Iron Man, and they just kept bringing him back, and he became this icon of the MCU. It's going to be fun to watch that character develop from what was supposed to literally be nothing into one of the most major characters of the MCU.
And in that regard, I'm also going to keep an eye out to watch Rhodey. Rhodey definitely grows into becoming a much more recognizable character, with War Machine being the first sidekick to get their own supersuit.
I don't know, Nico. I think that Rhodey is actually unrecognizable from the first film to now.
You, sir. You. And speaking of unrecognizable film to film, in the first film, we're told that Tony Stark is a womanizing playboy, but by the second film, that's a distant memory, and not just because of the events that take place, putting him and Pepper closer to a relationship. Tony Stark very quickly gets modified to be a more traditional superhero, and softened after he faces down his demon in a bottle.
Good reference for those playing at home. I'm definitely going to be keeping a tight eye on stuff like that, too. Something I am told a lot as an advocate of queer visibility in film is you can't have a character be defined by their sexuality. You can't talk about gay stuff all the time. But Tony Stark is one of the most visibly heterosexual characters in media. Even as his womanizing ways start to decrease, he's still a very flirtatious man, a very sexual man. It's frankly sort of bogus that people act like you can't be that way and gay. And so I definitely want to keep an eye on a character like Tony Stark especially and see how that plays out across the film.
I agree with you completely, Keva, 100%. I want to disprove everybody. You can be a gay slut.
You can be a gay slut and wear an iron suit.
You absolutely can, and I think there's nothing left for us to do but don our iron gay slut suits and hit play.
I'm ready.
So we hope you join us after the film for the first episode of MCU.HTML.
Woo!